certainty. I was lost, completely, hopelessly lost in the vast and labyrinthine recesses of the Mammoth Cave. Turn as I might, in no direction could my straining vision seize on any object capable of serving as a guidepost to set me on the outward path. Nevermore should I behold the blessed light of day, or scan the pleasant hills and dales of the beautiful world outside. My reason could no longer entertain the slightest unbelief. Hope had departed. Yet, indoctrinated as I was by a life of philosophical study, I derived no small measure of satisfaction from my unimpassioned demeanor. Although I had frequently read of the wild frenzies into which were thrown the victims of similar situations, I experienced none of these, but stood quiet as soon as I realized the loss of my bearings. Nor did the thought that I had probably wandered beyond the utmost limits of ordinary search cause me to abandon my composure even for a moment. Die, I reflected. Then was this terrible yet majestic cavern as welcome a sepulcher as that which any churchyard might afford? A conception which carried with it more of tranquility than of despair. Starving proved my ultimate fate, of this I was certain. Some I knew had gone mad under the circumstances such as these, but I thought this I could not. My disaster was the result of no fault save my own, since, unbeknownst to the guide, I had separated myself from the regular party of sightseers, and, wandering over an hour into forbidden avenues of the cave, had found myself unable to retrace the devious windings which I had pursued since forsaking my companions. as I stood in the waning, unsteady light, I idly wondered over the exact circumstances of my coming in. I remembered the accounts which I had heard of the colony of consumptives who, undertaking their residence in this gigantic grotto to find health from the apparent salubrious air of the underground world with its steady uniform temperature, pure air, and peaceful quiet, had instead found death in strange and ghastly forms. I had seen the sad remains of their ill-made cottages as I passed by them with the party, and had wondered what unnatural influence a long sojourn in this immense and silent cavern would exert upon one as healthy and vigorous as I. Food should not bring me too speedy a departure from this life.